Hi, I'm Shannon Riley. I'm a professional organizer, ADHD coach, and therapeutic yoga teacher. And this is Beyond the Checklist, a podcast for neurodivergent folks who are tired of one-size-fits-all advice. Around here, we honor how your brain really works, whether we're talking about creating calmer spaces, building focus, or learning to rest. This is a place for practical tools, honest stories, and permission to do things differently. Let's make space for what matters in your home, in your time, and in yourself.
Hello and welcome back. Today we're going to talk about something deeply close to my heart, the clients I've worked with who experience chronic disorganization and the incredible lessons they've taught me about clarity. Not the Instagram version of clarity, not the just get organized version of clarity, but the real lived nervous system neurodivergent version of clarity. My chronic disorganization clients have taught me more about humanity, overwhelm, resilience, and the complexity of the brain-body relationship than any certification ever could. And I want to share the truths that changed how I organize, how I coach, and how I live. So there's a myth out there. Clarity comes from control. When people feel overwhelmed in their home or time, they often assume, I need more control. I need to get my act together. If I can force myself to take action, I'll feel clearer. But these clients show me that clarity isn't created through control. It's created through capacity. When someone's nervous system is overloaded, when they're masking, when they're in freeze, when their executive function is tapped out, the brain is not asking for control. It's asking for safety. Clarity doesn't come from pushing harder. Clarity comes from your system having enough capacity to see what's in front of you. This changed everything. Here's the first lesson. Chaos is often communication, not a failure. Every client who thought the mess meant something bad about them was actually showing me something brilliant about their nervous system. I learned to look for the signal in the chaos. The piles were telling us where their brain naturally processed things. The hot spots revealed where transitions were the riskiest. The unfinished projects showed where the activation dropped. The lost items showed where systems weren't intuitive. The clutter showed what roles they were holding that no one saw. Chaos wasn't defiance. Chaos wasn't laziness. Chaos wasn't not trying hard enough. Chaos was compassionate feedback, a map of what needed support, not discipline. Lesson number two, clarity needs less, not more. Most chronic disorganization clients can't use more complicated systems, not color-coded bins, not matching containers, not filing systems, not complex routines. Those are built for high executive function. What works is fewer categories, fewer steps, fewer decisions, fewer barriers, fewer rules. Clarity grows when the brain has less to track. My clients taught me the beauty of simple on purpose. Because simple isn't childish. Simple is accessible, sustainable, effective. Lesson three, clarity starts with one square foot. This is one of my favorite shifts. Often, and I mean always, a client will look at the house and say, I don't even know where to begin. And I'll say, your nervous system does. We start with one square foot, a portion of a counter, a corner of a desk, a small bin, the top of a nightstand. And here's the magic. As soon as one square foot becomes clear, the brain starts to exhale. Vision opens, possibility expands. One square foot becomes clarity you can feel. Clarity is embodied, not conceptual. Lesson four, clarity grows from compassion, not pressure. One thing I love about chronic disorganization clients is how deeply they care. They're not messy people, they're overwhelmed people. When we approach organizing with pressure, shame, urgency, or perfectionism, the nervous system collapses. But when we approach it with compassion, let's make this easier. What works for your brain? What would feel relieving right now? You don't have to earn clarity. You deserve it. clients soften. Their energy returns, their creativity returns, their capacity returns, and clarity follows. Lesson 5. Clarity is a feeling, not a finished product. One of my clients said, "I thought clarity was when everything was done. I didn't know it could be a feeling I could carry." Because we are taught that clarity equals completion. But for neurodivergent nervous systems, clarity is orientation. Clarity is when you know what matters next, know where something goes, know how to begin, know your next step, feel less heavy, can see the path even if you're not walking it yet. Clarity is a nervous system state. It's the feeling of, oh, I can breathe again. Lesson 6. Clarity happens through collaboration. This one surprised me early on in my work. The presence of another regulated person dramatically increases clarity capacity. It's not that the clients needed me to do it, it's that support. It helps to reduce activation, lower shame, decrease decision fatigue, increases focus, stabilizes overwhelm. Clarity becomes easier when someone is with you, not doing the work for you, but walking through it together. This is why virtual organizing and organizing work so beautifully. It's co-regulation, not correction. If your space feels hard, if your brain feels foggy, if you feel behind, here's what my chronic disorganization clients taught me that I want you to hold. You're not failing. You're overwhelmed. Clarity is built from safety, not pressure. You don't have to fix the whole house. Start with 1 square foot. Simpler is better. Compassion moves the needle more than control. And clarity is a state your body can enter, not a task to complete. You are not too much. Your home is not too far gone. Your brain is not broken. Your clarity is not lost. It's just waiting for a gentler entry point. If this episode made something click for you and you want support in creating clarity, whether in space, time, or routines, you can find my organizing sessions, virtual or in person if you're local, ADHD aware coaching, and tools that help you build clarity gradually linked in the show notes. And if you resonate with chronic disorganization or feel like the traditional organizing world never really saw you, know that there is nothing wrong with the way that you're wired. We simply need systems that work with you. Thanks so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Beyond the Checklist. Take what you need, leave what you don't, and remember, you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. Until next time, keep making space for what matters in your home, your time, and yourself.